Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday Sunday spiritual podcast. It is your host, Sam Crowley, where we go a little bit off the reservation 6 days a week. It's the Every Day is Saturday show, the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the doer, the dreamer, the entrepreneur. And on Sundays, we've gotten back beginning last Sunday in Vegas, of all places, in Las Vegas, Lost Wages, Sin City. We reignited the Every Day is Saturday spiritual podcast where I preach a little bit. And I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor, which is kind of cool because there's no pressure on me to get verses right, to deliver it exactly perfect. And being the most flawed human being that you'll ever going to listen to on iTunes, it makes me feel pretty good that if I can do it, you can do it. And no, I'm not trying to recruit you over to the Christian faith, but I don't hide from my faith, believing in God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So here we go. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, your heart will be there also. And it was in Vegas. I saw that a lot. I think everybody thought their treasure was going to come up on the craps table or blackjack. Hit me one time. Hey, my treasure's right here. Remind me once again. No. Not a Bible verse. Remind me. Do I hit on a soft 16 or do I stay against a 5? Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of interesting people always in Vegas. But coincidentally, Vegas is one of my favorite places to go. I have a great time, man. Yes, I did gamble. But I think I said it on last week's show, too. I didn't bet the rent money. You know, I had a great time, man. A lot of fun people. It's a very, very multicultural city with people from all over the world. I mean, I speak English. I'm not even so sure that that was the main language in the Venetian where I was of everybody that was there. It's just, it's a great melting pot. If you ever want to just kind of get a view on the world, all the different cultures and from everything, from food to language to money to socioeconomic, it's right there in Vegas. And also, you know, you chat with people. Hey, what do you do for a living? Hey, what do you do for a living? It's funny when you get outside your comfort zone, outside home, because nobody, I don't even tell people what I do here in where I live in Cincinnati. And if you're an online marketer, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Whenever you get that question, hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I say I'm a speaker. Oh, you're a motivation. No, not that. But I've done that. And then you get in, and it's like trying to explain Amway to somebody or something. I don't know. It just, all of a sudden, I feel guilty for being a speaker. I don't even, it's the weirdest thing ever. So those of you, though, that are online marketers, you get it. If you are affiliate marketing or, you know, e-commerce or anything like that, or you just do online sales, it's difficult to explain to somebody who has a job what you do. So really what I just tell people sometimes, hey, what do you do? I work at Kroger. Oh, cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I work in the deli. Oh, man, that's awesome. Which location? Oh, the one in Loveland. Oh, no kidding. The one on Loveland Madeira Road or the other one? Ah, the other one. Oh, cool, man. In the deli? Yeah. Used to work in the bakery and, yeah, I'm kind of an assistant manager. And people find that so fascinating. And you're like, dude, is this a Sunday spiritual podcast? Hold on. Bear with me. But it's easier to tell people I work at Kroger than it is to say that I'm an online marketer, speaker, trainer, coach, whatever. You know, it's like, but when you go to Vegas and you tell people, it's a little more, I'm not talking the event. The event I spoke at was awesome. I mean, everybody there gets it. But when you're just kind of in a melting pot of different backgrounds and businesses, people aren't, you know, as quick to say, oh, a speaker? I didn't even do it. It's like, they go flatline. Their brain goes flatline. But the treasure was definitely in Vegas for a lot of people. And look, in the corporate world, that's where the treasure is for most people. I mean, damn near everybody, because most people don't ever leave that J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. They don't ever leave that. So their treasure is there. So if their treasure is in the title in the corporate world, CEO, CFO, CTO, OOO, that's where their heart is. Their heart's at work. They give everything to that job in hopes of what? They'll be recognized. In hopes of what? They'll get that promotion. In hopes of what? They'll get that annual merit increase, the raise. In hopes of what? They'll get more power. You know, that's everybody I worked with, man. I'm sure if you're in a job, that's everybody you work with. And that's where their heart is. Their heart is not home, but they'll tell you it is. Oh, man, are they great actors. Men and women alike. Hey, I had the most amazing just Sunday. Me and the kid we went out and threw the football. Or me and Susie just flew a kite and it was beautiful. Hey, imagine doing that 7 days a week. Well, no, I got my job here. I got my job in purchasing. You know, I got to make sure things get in and out. All right. Yeah, okay. It's a nice front, though. It's great. The family photos are on the desk. That's the best, man. You got the Olin Mills shot. You got the JCPenney photo there. You got out in the park in the fall, and it's right behind him. And the guy's got his wife and his two kids, and they're sitting there. Oh, man, the photos are best in the offices of the corporate slave, because that's where their treasure is. It's in that office. They wouldn't even know if the photos were gone. But, boy, you put the title differently on their name tag. Woo-wee. Watch out. Hey, hold on a second. I'm operations sales manager. I am not district sales manager. You know, we got to change the title here. We got to change the title. You know, they're all about the power trip. And I forget, I was at an event. We had a power hungry CEO. OMG. You would not believe the stories I could tell. Oh, the stories I could tell. And we had a little get-together for, I don't know, it was the end of a sales campaign where we all aged like a president and we were barely on life support, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week just to hit our sales quota. And so they were nice enough to do like an open bar for 2 hours, which was really cool after, you know, 8 months of selling. And then the guy that was running our local sales department, the CEO was there, the power-hungry, crazy guy. And then the local sales manager said, hey, let's keep the bar open for another hour. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much. That is just amazing. Yes, wow. And the CEO comes right. Who gave him the authority to do that? He doesn't have the authority to do that. That's my call. I'm like, dude, we're talking about, seriously, opening the bar for another hour? We've been open like 2 hours or so, maybe three. We worked 8 months in a sales campaign. But his treasure was in his title. And that's where his heart was. His treasure was in his title, man. And that's most people I find in the corporate world. It's that title, man. Oh, my God. They identify everything with that. And so my treasure shifted, because I was that guy. You know, my treasure was in my title. And when I finally, you know, pulled the ripcord and got the hell out of there, it was more my treasure was in my family. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I don't yell at my kids. I'm not saying I don't blow up and lose it. I'm not saying that. Don't confuse perfect with that. I'm saying my treasure, though, my focus. Because you can say that, but show me your actions. You know, oh, Sam, no, I love my family. Really? Really? Do you spend more time with your direct reports at work, or do you spend more time with your direct reports at home? Do you give all your energy at work and then your loved ones at home who you claim to really love, and that's where your treasure is? Do you give all your efforts at work and then your direct reports at home get what's left? They get the seconds, right? That shouldn't be that way. If your treasure is truly in the home, then let your actions speak. You know, don't talk. Anybody can say anything. That's the beauty. I mean, you can put anything on the internet. Photos. This is what I do. No, it's not. Show me. Show me your actions. All right. Where's your heart? Is your heart in your community? Is it in your home? Is it in your dream? Is it in your church? Is it in your faith? Is it in your God? And if your treasure is in those places, do your actions follow with that? It's real simple. You can say whatever you want. But God knows the BS, man. God knows your heart. He knows. You can look. You can't fool God. I've tried, man. I've tried to broker so many deals with God. You wouldn't. I am a professional broker with the man upstairs. Meaning this. Let me give an example. God, you get me out of this situation, and I promise, moving forward, that I will not sin or I will not spend another dollar until I know I've got the money to spend. God, I just need you to give me a... If you do this, God, then I will do that. You ever tried to broker a deal with God? It's pretty funny, isn't it? It's like he's up there like, yeah, I created this whole thing that's kind of spinning around. The sun's going around it. Yeah, that thing called Earth. Yeah, I created it. You don't think that I'm powerful enough to get you out of this situation without you making your stupid deal? How about you have a little faith, all right? And how about you show me where your heart is? Because when you show God where your heart is, he will reveal himself to you. And that's kind of scary. It was for me. Hey, God, I can't really show you where my heart is because it's at the job, man. It's in the title. I can't. Well, do you think he already knows that? So let's do this, okay? Let's do a real clear test and be real with yourself this week. And I'll do the same. And let's determine where our heart is, okay? And where your treasure is. Because where your treasure is, your heart's going to follow. Put your treasure in your dream. Put it back on your family and let your actions show that that's where your treasure is. And put your treasure in the kingdom of God and let him go to work in you, inside of you, so he can use you for his good. And you can make this place that you're going to spend just a nanosecond of your lifetime on, that you're going to make this place a better place because of the faith that you have in God and the fact that he knows where your treasure is. You ain't going to fool him. You can try. Oh, I've tried, man. I have tried. Oh, failed every time. My treasure, I think my actions would show where my treasure is, but I'm not even saying compare yourself to me. It ain't about me. It's about you. I'm here preaching to you, okay? Remember, I got the pulpit this morning. It's the Everyday Saturday Spiritual Podcast. So I want to know where your treasure is, and I want to see your actions match that. That's all. Very simple. Do you get, you know, a little upset about money? Could you even give up your business? Could you sacrifice it at the altar and give it completely up for God? Because if not, then that's where your treasure is. It's not in God. It's not in your faith. It's in your job. It's in your business. It's in your bank account. Get it out of there. That's so temporary, man. Take everything. I could live in a tent in my backyard. All right. Why? Because I know I'm only here maybe another 20 years, 30 tops. And that's if I get clean living and lay off the Guinness every now and again. So I'm not upset about the next 30 years. I want my eternity to be amazing. That's what I want. Why don't you yearn for the same thing? Show God where your treasure is. Do that. That's the challenge for this week. Show God where your treasure is. All right. Sam Crowley signing off for the Everyday Saturday Spiritual Podcast. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.